Good morning. We're continuing Chayyodom, Klal Samach Vav, and we're learning Siman Tazayin. Siman Tazayin deals with the issues of avelus by a katan, scenario where a child has a relative who is nifter. What are the dinim of avelus in regards to the child? So, interestingly, there is actually a machlokes in halacha whether the dinim of avelus applies to a katan. In other words, are we mechanech a child in dinim of avelus? And the Iker Psak, actually, according to the Chachma Sodom, is that we paskin that there's no din chinuch for avelus for children, since it's not something which the person generally has to do when he grows up. It's a simen ra, so there's no chiyuv chinuch on the yoni avelus for a child. However, the one exception is in regards to the lachos of Korea. Keeping the inyani avelus is one thing, but regards to doing the act of kriya, tearing al ames, so that's the exception. And again, all of these are machlokos, but that's how the chayyim passes, and that's actually how we do. So he points out the following: a katan shemes loymes, a katan which has a relative which dies, and he has a parent who's alive. So he has somebody who has a chiyuv chinuch. If the parent's not alive, they don't have a chiyuv chinuch. If the child is of age, that he's reached the age of chinuch, mekaren lo kedin kriya. So the parent will do kriya with the child. So child has a sibling which is nifter. So he will do kriya for that sibling. Since the child who survived, the surviving child is of age of chinuch, so they would do the proper act of kriya alames. If, however, the situation was that the father or mother died, even though the child is very young, before the age of chinuch, we do kriya not for the chiyuv of chinuch, because there's not a chiyuv chinuch on other people. Number one, and number two. The child is under the age of chinuch, so why are we doing kriya? Mikaren lehem, we do kriya for them. Imnei agmas nevish, shivku haroyim shafa katan hu avil. The purpose over here is actually in the honor of the one who was nifter. When they see this young child with a torn beged, it is very sad, and that will be ma'ur the hesped and the bechi and the kavod of the one who was nifter. Purpose of the kriya is not for the child. The purpose of the kriya is the royim. Now, this kriya, which we do in this situation, la'aleinu, it shouldn't happen. But the situation, so the kriya which is done is actually not a full-fledged halachic kriya with all the pratim of the halachas of kriya. It has to be some act of kriya. Excuse me. But beyond that, there is no other dinim of avelus in regards to the child. Even according to the Shita, which says that the child does have a dinim of avelus, child is actually allowed to learn Torah during that time. The limitation of limud Torah is because it's mesam chaylev, that doesn't apply to the child, so child is allowed to learn. So, but the Chayyadim again, paskins, that dinim of avelus do not apply to a katan. Okay, Simon Yuzayim. The katan shemotza metziya, so a child under the age of bar mitzvah, bar bas mitzvah, finds a metziya in the street. Afa b'she'en the katan schiya, so the child does not have the halachic ability mikiradin to pick up that item and mikarn it. If somebody is a makna an item to the child, so there's a das echeres makna, there's somebody who has intent to be makna to the child, so the child can acquire it through das echeres makna. However, over here there's nobody being makna to it, it's hefker. So mikirdin, the child would have no way to pick up that item and be carried it halachically, which means what would happen is he'd pick it up, it's hefker, he's allowed to interface with it and use it. We're talking about a metziah, which is in a scenario where it's hefker that he's allowed to keep it. So the child can use it, but somebody could come along and grab it away from the child and then not do anything wrong, because the child doesn't own it. So we're going to have a situation where the child is going to be very upset about the fact that this item is grabbed away from him. So Chazal Masakin, The Chazal said you can't grab it away from the child. The child gets to keep it. Because otherwise it's going to create this tremendous upset by the child. The child will be very upset and complain, and it creates a whole situation which is not a good situation, because our masak and the child could be karnit. This is discussing metzia where there's not somebody else being marked to the child, so then the child does not kind of make her a din. The child works and he gets paid, or somebody gives the child a matana, so the child, there's somebody being marked the payment or the gift to the child. The child owns the item. If somebody will steal it, it's called Gezel Gomer, and they could go to Beis Din. The child can go to Beis Din and force the individual to give it back. Which in the case, in the scenario of the Metzia, you can't take it, but if somebody would take it, we would not have recourse to Beis Din, according to the Chayonim. Okay, so these are some, these are not really Yoni Chinuch over here, it's just practical halachas which apply to the child. Chazar Masak and how to deal with the situation that the children shouldn't be too upset, etc. Have a good day.